Thanks, Nathan. This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Baltimore's alternative weekly City Paper is being bought by the Baltimore Sun Media Group. The deal was announced last week and will close in early March. And already many are asking, what does it mean for an alternative weekly to be bought by the traditional paper of record? With me on the line from Washington, D.C. to address that question is Tiffany Shackelford, Executive Director of the Association of Alternative News Media. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. And here with me in the studio to talk about the origins of the City Paper is Russ Smith. Along with Alan Hirsch, Smith co-founded the paper in 1977. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell me, Russ Smith, how City Paper began.
It was an outgrowth of the college paper at Johns Hopkins and the newsletter, and a bunch of us were trying to do something different than the traditional college paper, which meant concentrating on not the chess club at Hopkins or the student council, and it led me to think about doing what was then called an alternative newspaper.
What kind of reaction did you get right off the bat?
Not much. I mean, except for being, you know, thrown out of some stores in Fells Point because we had a red logo and they thought it was a communist paper. But, you know, papers come and go. I mean, when you start out and when you start out with no money, it's a long gestation for successful weekly papers.
And how long did it take to gestate before you were making some money?
Oh, a good 6 years.
Mm-hmm. Tiffany Shackelford, alt-weeklies, including those in San Francisco and Chicago, have been sold to parent companies of traditional newspapers. How have alt-weeklies who've been bought by legacy newspaper organizations changed?
Well, it varies from market to market, but in a lot of cases, you know, you don't see apparent and obvious changes. In this changing media market and landscape, you know, the alternative weeklies are doing the point of view reporting, the investigative, the narrative reporting that often dailies either never have done or certainly can't do now. So a lot of times, you know, you're seeing that continue, and certainly no one else is doing arts and culture coverage, particularly in dailies. In Chicago, for instance, the Sun-Times purchased the storied Chicago Reader, and they've put quite a few resources in there and allowed them to maintain independence.
Russ Smith, I hear that, and I need to ask you. You told one of our producers, Matt Purdy, that you intensely dislike the phrase alternative weekly. I gather it's the alternative part that you object to. Alternative to what?
There are once the papers, you know, the large group of papers really started peeling in the late 80s and especially the 90s, they weren't alternatives. You know, some were, but most, even the successful ones, were, you know, minting money, publishing, you know, traditional left-wing stories, and the better phrase was a weekly newspaper.
And Tiffany, I gather you think that there is something different that alternative weeklies do.
Yeah, I would say that you know, there's a few things that make them stand out. First, the truly just absolute commitment to all things local. You don't see that in, you know, other media types. Second, that, you know, I mentioned it before, but the sort of truth to power, really telling stories that no one else does, whether, you know, progressive or not, telling stories about sort of the underbelly of a community that sometimes you don't want to hear, but you should. And again, you know, arts and culture, whether, you know, the latest music, whether the local theater troupe or something completely different, you know, no one else is really covering that. And to me, that's still, you know, very important. The trend of us against them, you know, alternative media versus daily is definitely changed. And I don't think that that's as an important part of what we do anymore. But that, again, that commitment to local and really, really getting to local like no one else can or will.
That's Tiffany Shackelford, Executive Director of the Association of Alternative News Media here on Maryland Morning on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast, and also with us is Russ Smith, co-founder of Baltimore City Paper. And we're talking about the sale of City Paper to the Baltimore Sun Media Group. So, I mean, Tiffany, I hear you lay out that list, and then I think, okay, so then what does it mean and how has it worked? Let me pull Russ into this, too. What does it mean for the traditional paper to own City Paper? All those kinds of speaking truth to power things that you talked about, do they tend to continue?
Well, I certainly hope that they will. Jennifer Marsh is a very gifted publisher who's been, you know, with the Baltimore City Paper, where she was there for almost 20 years, I believe.
And she's going to be the general manager of this project.
So I certainly hope that they will respect the independence, and really, you know, alternative weeklies have a fierce following, not as big as we'd like, not as big as it used to be, but you know, I certainly hope that continues into the future. Obviously, I don't have a crystal ball, so I can't tell you, but I think that it would be certainly a loss for the city of Baltimore to not have that voice and not make sure it's very independent.
Russ Smith, you're sitting here looking skeptical. You sold City Paper in 1987, right?
Right, to Shamrock.
To Time Shamrock of Scranton,
right.
Pennsylvania. So you're no longer officially connected.
No.
What does it mean to you for City Paper to be sold to the Sun?
Well, it was a long time ago. I mean, it's a wistful feeling. But the news struck me in two ways. One, it took Shamrock a long time to sell City Paper, as opposed to they spun off their other weekly papers, you know, last fall, which says to me that, and they didn't disclose the terms, but it says to me it was a fire sale. But the strangest thing is that, first of all, you know, the Baltimore Sun isn't locally owned. It's owned by the Tribune. And the Tribune company is trying to spin off its newspapers. It's, you know, ramping up its television ownership. And it's trying to sell, you know, the LA Times, the Chicago Tribune, and the Baltimore Sun. So it struck me as very odd. Also, Jennifer Marsh, yeah, I agree. She was a great asset to City Paper for all those years. But she worked, you know, for the Sun for the past couple of years, and one would think that she has been indoctrinated into that culture.
Well, I guess what we will see on that. Now, Russ, your latest venture, you. In addition to City Paper here, founded the Washington City Paper and New York Press in New York. Your latest venture is a website.
Right.
Splice Today. Tiffany, is that where alternative news media are going, from print to web?
Absolutely. And actually, in some ways, we're leapfrogging the web and going really to a mobile-first strategy, which I think, considering, again, that, you know, that focus on local and also kind of what's happening right now, makes the most sense for our papers.
And one last question. We're close to out of time, but the staff of the City Paper, we're told, will be located in the Sun's building on Calvert Street. It's not known, at least publicly, what the layoff picture is, if there'll be layoffs or how many. When there's a purchase like this, Tiffany, what has happened in other cities in terms of the company keeping staff or not?
You know, it's all over the map. For instance, the purchasers of a few of the other Shamrock papers have actually staffed up and added staff. I believe the Chicago Reader added staff as well. It really varies from market to market and with the ownership.
Russ Smith, last question, if you can do it in 30 seconds. What do you see as the outlook for alternative weeklies?
Bleak, just like it is for all print publications. You know.
But Tiffany tells us they're moving online and on mobile apps, et cetera.
Yeah, well, there's a million, you know, places to go online. It's, you know, it's an upside down media world that, you know, still hasn't, no one has a pulse on yet.
And
many outlets.
And we will have to keep an eye on this one. I appreciate you both talking to us about it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Russ Smith is co-founder of City Paper, Baltimore City Paper, along with Alan Hirsch. He's now managing director of the website Splice Today. Tiffany Shackelford is executive director of the Association of Alternative News Media. More on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cass. Stay with us.